Are you a bargain hunter? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Are you a bargain hunter? I just asked the monks here on campus what kind of weather the president is going to have for his inauguration. Now, there was a long pause. And the pause was based upon the fact that forecast for that time is a certain weather scenario by the weather forecasters and by what normally is expected on that particular day in Washington, D.C. And then I said, oh, I see. So, there are two people, and they're John and Ron, and they're running in the Olympics. And they're both running over the hurdles. And they're both rated the same. And they might tie, and that'd be rare, but likely one will win and one will not. Now, what will be the difference in the one who wins and the one who doesn't? When they both are about as equal as you can get, they're both about as equally trained and equally programmed as the other, why will one win and why will one not win? Well, the one will win because he goes in there and he says, I'm going to win. And then he goes and wins. He doesn't say, I'm going to beat that guy, or I'm going to break a record, or I'm going to do this or that. He said, I'm just going to win. I'm trained as an Olympic candidate to win whatever events I go into, and I'm going to win. But that's not right. Both of them should win because both of them are equally talented, except they have different minds. And each has a different expectation. And one might say, I'm going to beat the other one, and the other might say, I'm going to win. Mm-hmm. Now, when we have the weather condition in Washington on the inauguration day, we look back at previous inaugurations and we say, ay, 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 you know? Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to look back and say the past is the evidence for the future?
No.
Are you going to look back and say whatever has happened before is surely going to happen and even worse?
No.
It'll be even a worse, nicer day? Yeah. Well, why does it have to be that? Now, you see, that was a time of change. What difference does it make whether it's January 30th or whether it's February 14th, or whether it's April 2nd, or whether it's July 4th. July 4th would be a good time to have an inauguration, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Be a wonderful time to have an inauguration of the president. Be warm, probably be quite warm in Washington on that day. But, well, what's beautiful weather days in Washington? What's beautiful weather? What happens when the beautiful weather comes to Washington, D.C.? You may tell me if you like it, if you think you... All right. What happens is all the cherry blossoms start blooming. Mm. All around the moat there, they have all the beautiful cherry trees. Washington, D.C. is known for its beautiful cherry trees in the spring. Just lovely. Now, wouldn't that be a lovely time to have the inauguration?
What?
With the outcropping of it and all the beautiful things? But why don't they do that? Well, they're hung up by tradition, and they don't want to change tradition. They don't want to change these things and put new causes in motion. But what are you going to do? What cause are you going to put in motion? Are you going to put in motion the cause that this inauguration with this remarkable man is one of the most exciting inaugurations that the United States has ever had? It's one of the most beautiful, perfect, ideal weather inaugurations. Is it going to be so fantastic? Is Obama going to wear a tall silk hat like Kennedy did? Now, Kennedy could get away with it, couldn't he? Because that was Kennedy. Obama, he get away with whatever he wants. That's him. But the point is, what's the weather going to be? He's a Hawaiian. He's a Hawaiian American. Beautiful. And now, what about it? Well, what's it going to be? And don't answer me. Just know it in your mind and your heart. Don't fight it. Just know it. Now, do you have the ability to do that? Do you have the ability to be a cheapskate, to go out and find bargains for yourself? What is it that you admire in our Bill Gates and his friend? You know, what do you admire?
Unlimited.
They're unlimited, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what don't you admire about Warren Buffett? Really?
That he sometimes goes to thrift stores.
That he talks about going to thrift stores as though that is a good thing to do. Now, there's nothing wrong with thrift stores. There's nothing wrong with going there. In fact, they should take the name thrift off of it. It should be quality. The second time around is always good, too. Mm. But quality is good. But it's not thrift. It's not thrift. Because if there are some beautiful evening gowns in there, and they don't fit anybody, they don't do anybody any good, even if they're inexpensive. And if there's some beautiful clothing in there, and it doesn't fit whoever, it does no good. It does nobody any good. And it's just very interesting. Just very interesting. Where's your value? Where do you have your values? Where do I have my values? Do we get something for nothing in this life? We pay very high price for our cheap stuff because we have to think cheap. We pay very high price for our expensive stuff because we have to think quality. We have to think expensive. Not that all expensive things are quality and all quality is expensive, but we have to have our mind such that we have a special word. And let's just take that word and dust it over everything right now. And I know you're not thinking of the word that I'm thinking of, but I know you. Once I think it, then you'll think, oh yes, of course. Let's just take quality. Let's just take the ideal. Mm-hmm. And let's dust it all over the inauguration. It's the ideal inauguration of the universe. Mm-hmm. The ideal, what is the United States? It is the ideal country of the world. It is the model for the world. Mm-hmm. It is the ideal. And if you guys didn't think it was the ideal, you wouldn't have become kept citizens.
Right.
I mean, you could have gone back home. You could have gone to any other country of the world, you know. And why did Anita and Christina and Katerina want to go to New Zealand? Why did Heinz want to go to New Zealand, you know? And they could have been here in the United States. They could have stayed in Switzerland. They could have done anything. But New Zealand had a certain ideal quality for them. And so they went there. And you, America, had an ideal quality for you. And so you went here. And so did I. Don't forget, I made a choice at birth, too. I could have been born anywhere. And I was. And let's take the word ideal and dust it over everything in our world. Let it be the pixie dust that the Sandman drops all over the children when they go to bed at night. Ideal. It's an ideal world. It's an ideal inauguration. It's an ideal government. It's an ideal country. All is ideal. It's expressing its original purity and integrity. What is the original purity and integrity of the United States? What's the original purity and integrity of the inauguration program? What's the original purity and integrity of your birth, of your life, of your life or birth, whatever you have, your clothing, your food, your housing, your medications? What's one of the things that Obama is really interested in having done for the United States, like England has done for, Great Britain has done for them?
Health care for everybody.
Universal health care. No. Is that a good idea? Yeah. If there's universal health care, then that's one big worry that's over with. Because what do a lot of people do? They don't give themselves health care and they just die. And that's okay. But it's a shame, because they wouldn't have to. And when people have really difficult things in their consciousness, like cancer or great expensive operations, well then, you know. And now, who's going to get the universal health care when it's given? Anybody who is ready for it. Who's going to get the new heart or the new lung or whatever might be needed? Whoever is ready for it. And see, there will be no benefits to the medical field anymore. The doctors will be paid a reasonable income. But the thing is, it will not be a field in which people go to get rich. It'll be a field in which people go to be interested in helping people with their medical needs. And there will be probably a great deal more. We've been reading a great deal about how our health is not so much dependent upon the medicines that we're making, but it's upon using what we have wisely. Eating the foods that we have wisely, living a life that is wise. Now, it was wise to get rid of cigarettes and tobacco, wasn't it? Yeah. Because it was a detriment to the body. Now, the next thing they're going to get rid of is thinking negative thoughts. Now, isn't that silly? Isn't that silly? No, that's quite real. But you see, this is the kind of research that medical doctors and scientists are doing today. And when this is done, and this is one, we'll have some magic stuff, then there'll be very little need for universal health care, because everyone's going to be healthy, as everyone basically is. So, are you ready?
Yes.
For one of the most beautiful inaugurations the world has ever seen?
Yes.
Is the United States the essence of the ideal role model for the rest of the world?
Yes.
Is the rest of the world going to be themselves?
Yes.
And have fun?
Yes.
And enjoy the role model that they see from here.
Right.
So, I love you. I love you.
I love you.